Okay, good afternoon. We're going to get started with our November 20th meeting for the San Diego Civic Regular Board Meeting. Can I have roll call, please?
Chair Vasquez, Vice Chair Shaw, Treasurer Kilkenny, Secretary Robinson, and Director Geisler are present. Directors Rath, Avila, Russell, and Jenkins are excused.
Okay, can non-agenda public comment?
There are none.
About disclosures, ex parte communications?
Yeah, I had a conversation with an applicant and feel confident I can still make it. Good decision. On item 14.
Thank you. How about potential agenda items? Seeing none, moving on to item number 5. We have a presentation this morning. I would like to invite Gary Smith to join me at the podium.
I'll sit down. No? You want to sit?
Hi, my name is Joyce Summer. I've been a resident downtown for 27 years. Nice to be here again. It's been a while. I've known Gary for over 20 years, and during that time, he has worked and been dedicated to the betterment of downtown. He is so deserving of this award and much more. And I'm just so thrilled for him and happy to call him my good friend. Thank you.
Thank you all very much, and don't think this buys me off. We'll see you all next month.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, let me just extend also a personal and professional thank you to Gary. Since long before I was on this board, you have always been Mr. Downtown, so you are much more than just our watchdog. You are the watchdog for all of downtown, so thank you.
All right. Moving on to item number 6, our corporation report.
Thank you. I'll make this quick. Do have a few things to report out. In terms of conferences and community outreach, staff did participate in the Opportunity Finance Network annual conference in D.C. Late October. I wanted to mention that in front of the City of San Diego's Active Transportation Infrastructure Committee this afternoon are two important projects that Civic's been involved with, the East Village Green Phase 1 project, as well as the Children's Park. They will be heard, I believe, at 2 o'clock this afternoon in front of the Active Transportation Infrastructure Committee. And Civic did receive an award from the American General Contractors Association biannual luncheon held on November 5th. It was an award related to fire station number 2 in the public works category. It was actually awarded to Barnhart Race, the construction team on that, along with Civic San Diego for a project that we manage on behalf of the City of San Diego. So that concludes my comments for this month.
Thank you. All right, moving on to the consent agenda, items 7 through 12. Is there a motion to move that forward? Any discussion? Please vote.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Moving on to the regular agenda, item number 13, Two America Plaza, Mr. James Alexander.
Good afternoon, James Alexander, Associate Planner, Civic San Diego. This is a request for a mixed-use hotel development called Two America Plaza. It's located on the block bounded by Kettner to the west, India to the east, B on the north, and the America Plaza trolley station to the south. The Santa Fe Depot is located right across Kettner. The block currently contains a 4-level subterranean parking garage. The property was a former redevelopment agency property, and it was sold in 2017 by the successor agency in accordance with redevelopment dissolution law to the current owner. The project proposes a 13-story, 160-foot-tall tower comprised of 301 hotel rooms, 48 residential dwelling units, and includes 179 parking spaces, which includes tandem spaces, all through a valet system, in that existing subterranean parking garage, one level of that existing parking garage. The project also includes an expanded public plaza along its south property line adjacent to the trolley station. Its FAR is 4.77, where the base minimum is 5.0 and the base max is 8.0. The reduced FAR is one of four requested deviations that I'll get into in a bit. The project complies with the downtown community plan, including providing the public plaza and furthering the development of the Columbian neighborhood as a mixed-use district with a regional draw. The project is in the core land use district, and the employment overlay applies here. The project needs a development permit, a center city plan development permit for the deviations, and a neighborhood use development for outdoor dining spaces. The deviations include a reduction in the minimum FAR, a reduction in the minimum street wall height on the north, south, and west elevations, the use of tandem spaces to meet the minimum parking requirement, and reducing the minimum distance between curb cuts and the porte cochere, and the distance from a curb cut to an intersection. Staff supports these deviations and was able to make all the findings for approval as detailed in the draft resolution included with the staff report. DRC reviewed the project back in July and voted 3-0 to recommend approval. They did ask for more clarity on the green roof concept, which the architect clarified in the new plan set. And DCPC voted in July to recommend approval by a 15-0 vote. So staff is recommending that the board grants design review approval and approval of the associated permits. That concludes my presentation. The architect's here for a brief presentation. The owner is here to answer questions as well.
Good morning. My name is Dennis Rogers. I'm with Aubrey Cook Rogers McGill Architects. So this is 2 America Plaza. I'll give you a brief overview of the project since it has not been before you in a while. This is an overlay of a civil drawing onto a Google Earth map just to show you some of the existing constraints. In this area here, we have the existing porte cochere area that we're going to reuse with a ramp down into the garage. The existing structure for the hotel tower actually follows an L shape here, which runs down through the garage. We basically have a four-level garage that runs the full length of the property, including underneath One America. Their entry ramp is here. We're using basically the garage on the first level underneath, right in this area here. On the corner, there's an existing cooling tower that's going to remain. And this is the existing plaza for the trolley station. Here's the ground floor plan. And here, we're reusing what was the original proposed porte cochere area with the entrance down into the garage. This would be the hotel lobby, and then along India, down along the plaza, and then here on Kettner, a little bit around the corner on B Street, we have retail. The cooling tower is located here. We do have some back of house, a loading dock here, and back of house functions. This is an outdoor patio area proposed on the plaza here. This is the second floor plan. It has basically amenities such as the ballroom location and meeting rooms here. Then there's back of house functions, and then we're proposing some spa and fitness elements here that would be used both by the hotel and the residents. This is the typical floor plan for the hotel. It basically follows the existing structure. This is the top three floors, which are the residential units. There are 48 units on the top three floors. Oops, went too far. And then there is a rooftop amenity with an indoor functions here and a proposed outdoor pool deck and patio seating along here. This is the view looking northeast. This is the entrance and the porte cochere here. So here's the two-story element with the ballroom located here and an outdoor deck here that overlooks the plaza below. Then the hotel rooms and the condos up above. This is a view looking through the existing plaza and the outdoor deck area and the upper deck above. This is at the corner of B and Kettner. Again, the two-story podium here, the porte cochere entrance here, the hotel and residential above. This is the corner at India and B. This is the proposed screening element that we would like to do to hide the existing cooling towers. So we would do some kind of public art on these two walls here. This is an overview looking back down from the southeast. You can see the patio here off of the ballroom, the plaza seating here in the tower. And there's kind of a contextual rendering of it in its neighborhood. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. We have two speakers. One in favor, Mr. Gary Smith. And then followed by Clifton Williams. He's neutral.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Directors, Gary Smith, President of San Diego Downtown Residents Group. Finally, the construction fences will serve it for actual construction. You know, this has been there for almost 20 years, since One American Plaza was built. It will be very nice to see this kind of addition to downtown. It's a very urban-style building. The expansion of the C Street Plaza will be a nice amenity. What you all may not know is MTS is toying right now with redoing that whole area down there, making Kettner one-way, bulbing B Street and closing it off so there's no access. I have no idea how the traffic circulation is going to work, but everybody is actively involved in trying to figure out how to make this thing function the way it should function. It will be interesting to see how it works because this Porte Cochere entrance there, if you look at it, it takes away almost three quarters of the taxi cab parking. So where would those taxis then go? We don't know how it's going to work, but we think this building fits very well into that space and will be a nice addition to that part of downtown. So we would urge you to approve these plans and let it go forward. Thank you.
Good afternoon, directors. My name is Cliff Williams. I'm a land use analyst with Latham & Watkins. I just wanted to raise a couple of issues. I actually used to be a parker in the One America Plaza. One America Plaza is 100% leased. And my understanding is that the air rights parcel has rights to 113 spots in the garage. Your conditions call for 140. They say that they're going to provide 179 spots. And so we're trying to understand how it's going to work. I know that there will be a significant number of people that work in the hotel, and we're trying to find out where those people will work and whether or not you have the conditions in your permit that will, you know, make them provide those spots. Just generally how parking is going to work, especially with the tandem, and how they're going to try to reconfigure the decks that are already existing, because that's unclear from the what you have here, because they don't have specific rights in certain circumstances with the parking lot, and we're just trying to figure that out. So if you could include that in your discussion, we'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Kilcaney.
Well, I guess I'll pick up with where Mr. Williams left off. Is there any clarification or any issues we see with the points raised with regards to parking?
We have included in the permit the minimum number of spaces that they're required to provide, and with the 179 and the deviation to provide to count the tandem parking as required parking, they meet that. I don't know about.
Are we aware of what Mr. Williams raised?
No, I'm not.
Air rights.
Developer, did you want to speak to that?
Sure. Good afternoon. My name is Angelica Fernandez. I represent the owner. If the question is the 113 spaces, the way we presented our study right now, our traffic study, We have the option to actually lease from the Irvine Company some of the spaces below. As you know, hotels, they really have their major peak in the afternoon. And the building, the One American Plaza, is actually office, and their full use, as he mentioned, is during the daytime from 9 to 5. So we have really, also we have an option of an extra parking space that is in the corner of the, right in front of the building, and that belongs to the Irvine Company too. But regardless of that, we have really studied the tandem situation. We will provide for valet parking for the hotel, so at any time that would be an issue. We have a capacity for 179 spaces.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So I don't know that this is necessarily under our purview, right? Like ours is really about the what's required by the code and then the deviation. I would just encourage that if you guys need to seek clarity amongst the two tenants there, I would encourage you to do that. Beyond that, I think this building fits in well. It's seemed to me, I think I understand that because of the load that the garage can carry, this is about as big as the building could be, and this is the optimum design. So with that, I will make a motion to support.
I will second.
We have a first and a second. Anybody else care to speak? All right, please vote.
The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Moving on to item number 14, Pinnacle Park NC, Alexander.
James Alexander, Associate Planner, Civic San Diego. This is designer view for a project called Pinnacle Park NC. It's located in East Village at the northwest corner of Park Boulevard and C Street with secondary frontage on 11th Avenue. It's a 39-story residential tower, 427 dwelling units, about 10,800 square feet of commercial space on the ground floor of the tower, and also in a three-level commercial building on 11th Avenue. There are 392 parking spaces and five levels of subterranean parking. The FAR is 14.5, which is being achieved with the affordable housing bonus regulations by providing 10% of the base units as affordable to low-income individuals, which equates to 30 units. They receive they receive 3.5 FAR for the affordable units, and because they're not proposing any deviations to the height or setbacks, they receive an additional 1.0 bonus. The 30 affordable units are proposed to be located at a yet-to-be-determined off-site location, as is allowed in the affordable housing regulations of the code. The project requires approval of a Center City Development Permit and design review approval by the board. The DRC voted 2-1 to recommend design review approval, but asked that clear renderings and more detail be provided for the commercial building on 11th Avenue, which the architect has provided. And last week, DCPC voted 18-0 to recommend design review approval. So staff recommends the board grants design review approval for the project. That concludes my presentation. The architect's here and also the developer.
Press it down again. There we go. First of all, I apologize to those of you who have heard me present this three times before. I'll try to go through those particular elements quickly. As I said, my name's Tony Couturi. I'm with Martinez Couturi Architects. We've been in business in San Diego for nearly 30 years, and a great percentage of our projects have been with Civic San Diego. I like to tell people I'm one of the few people that were doing things here with CCDC prior to Brad actually working there. So, as I said, I was born and raised here in San Diego, and I have great memories of this location. My father was involved in the early days of trying to bring good jazz music to San Diego, and a lot of the performances were in Rusk Auditorium across the street. And also there was a second-story club, kind of a dance club, up between close to 11th and Broadway. And it was the first time I had ever seen limousines and searchlights when a big name would come to town. And so I have great memories of that being a very urban place many, many, many years ago. And What I have tried to do in my projects here is to try to bring back some of that kind of timeless quality, certainly the street facades. We've done lots of projects with Civic San Diego, and a lot of them you probably know, the Mark, the 1050B, one of the first high-rise affordable, 100% affordable housing projects, and we're very proud of those. And the concept here is kind of a marriage of the project we're doing at 11th and Broadway and this project a block away. The base of 11th and Broadway is a deep gray flecked stone up four stories, and this project will be the same flecked white stone up four stories here. So the base is kind of that way. The difference clearly is in the treatment of the facades. And the idea of this facade here is to kind of emulate the movement of water in the prehistoric days down into which formed the flats of downtown San Diego, coming down what's now 163 and Pershing Drive and Florida Street, and pretty much washed the flatlands of downtown San Diego. So this is kind of emulates those waves. There was some discussion about the articulation of the facade. This is a residential project, and this is a curtain wall, window wall building, and it really is the most effective way to skin a building these days, both in terms of energy and quality of architecture. You can see the site here. This is C Street, and this is Park Boulevard, and so it's an L-shaped site, and we front very strongly on Park Boulevard and very strongly on C Street with a large courtyard in between. So you can see this is where the tower is here, and we pulled the building back another 5 feet so we can get sidewalk cafes here, and then a very large usable courtyard for the people living here. And then this is the three-story building on 11th, up to the seventh floor. And then the tower, there's a large terrace on the seventh floor, tower. And then a very large usable space up on the roof on the 39th floor. Section through the building, full parking below, a nighttime view. Two nighttime views. As I said, the base of the building is a porcelain ceramic tile that is about 20 to 30 times stronger than regular stone and can live up to any graffiti or anything like that that happens down below. And this is the band that it emulates what we're doing at 11th and Broadway. This band will be blue and provide backage for signage. And this is the entry to the main building here on Park Boulevard. We no longer have a parking access here, although we do have a loading dock access here. And this is just a close-up of that, so you can see the stone here. This is the building on 11th. We've moved the parking access to this point here. We've pulled the building back the 10 feet that's required. So when you're coming out here, making a right turn, you can see the traffic coming up. The bus lane starts about right here. So we're not in any conflict with the bus lane. Once again, same stone as the base of the tower. And here's a view from down below, and we were asked to show these here. And we were also asked to show some details of the window wall. So a lot of the articulation of the facade comes from the window wall treatment. To the side of the wave, it's darker and it's a bluish tint glass. To the south side of the wave are white mullions and a much clearer type of glass. They both function ideally in terms of energy. The technology now in glass is amazing. This is the seventh floor terrace with this trellis. There'll be vines planted on these. This is the 39th floor terrace. At that point, you're basically above almost all the buildings, and you can see all of the bay in Point Loma. Close view of that. We did the same trellis at 1050B, which was an affordable, 100% affordable housing project, and it was fairly successful. They actually trim those vines before they get up on these trellises, so the columns have the vines on them I guess it saves time and money getting out there and trimming them on the trellis. So, if I could answer some questions.
Thank you. We have some speakers. We have, in opposition, we have Paige Benny come forward, and then we're followed by Christopher Allen and George Viramontes.
Good afternoon. My name is Paige Benny, and I am here on behalf of the Supporters Alliance for Environmental Responsibility, also known as SAFER. I'm also here on behalf of the member Kevin Barrios, who joins in SAFER's comments. I'm here today to express SAFER's and Mr. Barrios' concerns with Civic San Diego conducting this meeting and review of the Pinnacle Park and Sea project. As we mentioned in our written comments, we do not believe Civic San Diego has the legal authority to approve projects, despite what the city's ordinance states, or make CEQA decisions, and therefore this hearing must cease. This project has not undergone CEQA review, which must be done by a government agency before it can be approved. By refusing to recommend design review approval to the president, the board can prevent the president from approving this project. In our written comments, we've explained there will be significant environmental impacts caused by the project, including from elements of the project's design. This includes health impacts to residents of the project from the emissions of the cancer-causing chemical formaldehyde from building materials, special status species bird collisions with the building facade's many clear glass windows, the significant impacts that may result from hazardous materials at the project site, and the air quality impacts that will result from the construction and operation of the building itself. Until a public agency, such as the City of San Diego, has conducted CEQA review on the project, the details of which are released to the public for review and comment, the project cannot move forward. Lastly, Civic San Diego cannot rely on a consistency evaluation with the downtown 2006 EIR to satisfy CEQA's requirements for several reasons. First, Civic San Diego is not a public agency, which the law requires for CEQA review and decision-making. Second, this project is not consistent with the prior EIRs because it will have impacts that were never analyzed in any prior EIR. Third, the city's 2006 EIR explicitly requires that subsequent projects must undergo the tiered review process. Lastly, the 2006 EIR explicitly admits significant and unavoidable environmental impacts that must be mitigated. The reasons I've just outlined, the board should refuse to recommend the design review approval to Civic San Diego's president. Thank you.
Thank you. Christopher Allen.
Good afternoon, board. We're here again. I have a couple concerns with this, with the design of this project. One is moving the garage to the 11th Avenue street. Reason being is this is a major thoroughfare for the bus transit system, and anybody who drives that area or uses the public transit, you can see pedestrians walking that area by the drones. With over 392 parking spaces, the congestion on that road is going to be pretty bad too, along with rush hour traffic leaving downtown. It poses a safety concern. I drove that today. I drive it roughly every afternoon, and there's always people crossing the street. Adding that type of extra element coming out on the road is a very unsafe decision by the choice of the architect. Along with this, I'd like to point out one thing. Unless my satellite is wrong, the bus lane actually starts at the trolley. So as far as it starting where the developer or the architect said is actually incorrect. I also drove that today to make sure. The proposed trellis, let's get onto that topic. So I'm actually a certified swing stage operator. I've ran them on many of these towers in downtown San Diego. And during DCPC, the architect explained that the arms will be going underneath the trellis. The problem with that is, how are you safely going to get the swing stage out there in order to perform the maintenance requirements of the building? Are you going to put the people at harm's way that have to operate it? Like I said, I'm certified in this, and I see a very big design flaw with that. The other problem with that is, what are you going to do with the people that are driving, the commuters, the pedestrians, the people that are walking the streets? Overall, this design, these two design elements are poorly planned. They put people in danger. and I'm against this project. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Jorge Viramontes.
Board members, good afternoon. How are you? The commercial building is not incorporated into the structure. Pinnacle is notorious for providing required facilities on off-site conditions on every opportunity they have. Just look at the affordable component of this project, for example. Is this separate retail building? Is it simply a first step towards the slippery slope of attempting off-site commercial or retail space? Second, there's a fine line between elegant and plain. Looking at the elevation, this building is simple, basic, and plain. It doesn't consist with the retail portion of the building. The monochromatic portions of the building could serve as a drive-in movie screen. More work is needed to create a building for more activating and engaging, especially to the public. I'll leave it with this, folks. We've been here time and time again since 1865. 1865 was brought up last week by a gentleman proposing another plan here at DCPC. 1865, San Diego, America's finest city, has been known for its iconic buildings. Why change it now?
Thank you. We have two speakers in favor, Mr. David Dick and Gary Smith.
Good afternoon, board members. David Dick here on behalf of Pinnacle International. We've been before you before. We've been before the Design Review Committee. The Design Review Committee approved the project 2-1. We also were before the DCPC. We got an 18-0 approval. This project has gone through a number of reviews, a number of redesigns. The comments that have been made have been responded to. The design is fully in compliance with the downtown design guidelines. Mr. Kutry and his firm have a storied history in downtown San Diego of building beautiful, classic buildings. This is one of them, or will be one of them. As this gentleman just said, there is a fine line between elegant and plain, and I think this project clearly falls on the line, over the line on the elegant side, as does the project at 11th and B that it emulates. The project is fully in compliance, no deviations, and I would ask for your approval of the design of this project. Thank you very much. And I'm available for questions.
Thank you.
Afternoon, directors. Gary Smith, president of the San Diego Downtown Residents Group. The Park Boulevard side of this building is a downtown building, and it's going to state to people coming down Park Boulevard that you are in downtown. You're no longer out in the burbs somewhere. Excuse me. The relocation of the garage entrance from Park over to 11th will probably make this building much more efficient. Also, remember that they didn't have to put in parking under the new codes. Likewise, this is 75 steps from the biggest transit node in downtown. Not only do you have the orange and blue line both going through there, but you have almost every bus route that enters and leaves downtown comes through that immediate vicinity. So, depending on who lives there, you may or may not have any traffic issues. But that remains to be seen and for the future. You certainly will not have as many issues from this building as you have from the Del Taco and the Jack in the Box. So, put it all in perspective. The north and south facades of that small commercial building are still of a concern to my board because they think they will become graffiti magnets. If they put the right coatings on there and it's easy enough to get it off, then as long as they have an adequate maintenance plan so it doesn't become a long-term nuisance, it should work just fine. We would urge you to approve this innovative land use. We have never seen that low of a community space. We have no idea how it will work. We have no idea how it will work, especially if buildings go up on either side of that. But it will certainly be an interesting, evolving experience to see. So we would urge you to approve this building and let it go forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Directors. Director Kilpin.
Quick on the lights today. Thank you for this. I like the design of the tower. It seems very elegant and open. I wanted to ask a question, though, about the frontage on, I believe it's 11th, the east facade. I think I understand what you're doing, although I'm not an architect. So it seems like at least through shapes that you're trying to carry the design through. Yes, that one. Oh, that one. Yep. I don't know if it's materials or not, because I see the windows, it's carrying up through the tower, but this feels imposing to me. And I don't know if that's, and I know this has gone through design review several times, but it almost seems to me like the styles don't totally match between this and the tower. Could you kind of explain your thought? And if that's something that was purposeful on materials, is it just this particular entrance just feels a little heavy to me?
Sure. Well, it was definitely purposeful. Our feeling is, by the way, the ordinance requires that you have anywhere from 16 to 20 feet height in that space. So if you bring solid material down, you're blocking light that comes in. So we're taking advantage of that height. But we're also reducing that height by putting this band, and this was one of Civic Sandy or CCDC's board members who was an architect, who recommend that we do something there that can also second as signage. And that's a translucent material that's 3 feet high, and that's in the blue that's there, right here. And on 11th and Broadway, it's red. And then in addition to that, we have below that the material that has the holes in it. That's actually a sunscreen that comes down at a 45-degree angle. So when you're walking on the street, and I think, so you can see them here?
Yeah, it looks much more inviting there. I guess it's the stories, but the few stories above that, it just feels heavy to me.
It's purposely that way because it's almost a 40-story building. We wanted the base to be heavy, and that's pretty much of an urban design trick that you use in tall buildings, is you differentiate between the base, the tower, and the top. So that was purposeful. The difference here from 11th and Broadway is we're using a white stone material, and in 11th and Broadway we're using a dark gray stone material.
Right. Okay. I hear you. I guess I'm trying to, the rest of the building feels very open and on a different style. And this, I don't know, it feels different to me. I don't know. Yeah,
like I say, purposeful. I mean, an all glass building is going to be different from a stone building. So.
Right. But on top of it's an all, I hear you. I guess I'm trying to think through this as I talk, but it feels almost imposing. I'm trying to think if I'm down at the street level, you know, what you're walking by, you're right by a transit node, should be a lot of foot traffic, and it just I don't know how to rectify it. As I hear you, I understand, it just feels imposing, and maybe it's a material thing, I don't know. Thank you though, I appreciate that.
Director Geisler.
Thank you. From my perspective, I know we saw this recently, and you've been responsive to the comments that I think the board and design review made. You got the approvals from downtown, DCPC and such. So I'll go ahead and make a motion to move staff recommendation.
Thank you. Director Shaw.
I'll second that motion because, well, I share Director Kilkenny's concerns. It does meet the design criteria, and that's the standard by which we have to measure projects. So, second motion.
Director Robinson.
Right, your action today is just design review, so you're not actually taking an action that is triggering a CEQA event. The CEQA process will be completed and triggered when the president takes action on the permit if you grant design review. And the process that Civic uses will take into account the comments that were received. We're required to think about those. But the general process that Civic has used and CCDC has used historically, in reliance on the various EIRs that this project also relies upon, has been upheld multiple times in reported cases that are precedential, and then also most recently in a similar challenge that was raised and we were successful on. So the president will have to assess all those issues and make a final determination if it gets to the president, but in terms of the process and the legal structure, that's been upheld multiple times.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
No more questions? Please vote.
The vote passes with Director Robinson voting no.
Thank you. We're going to take a break and then we're moving into closed session. Thank you.
Yeah, the recording can draw from here.